This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Free Talk Live. We're at the Free State Bitcoin Shop for their grand opening, and I'm so excited to be here. I've seen the pictures online of this cute little store in downtown Portsmouth run by two friends of mine, and it's just they're doing incredible work as far as promoting the idea of cryptocurrency. It's so cool to just see people coming in off the street with questions about Bitcoin, or people who are already Bitcoin fans or other cryptocurrency fans coming in with just this, you know, excitement of, wow, there's actually a Bitcoin store. I can buy things with Bitcoin. In fact, you can only buy things with cryptocurrency here at the Free State Bitcoin Shop. And it's freestatebitcoin.com, the website. Now, so we've actually got Joel Valenzuela on us, but with us. That's for later.
Strange things going on here at the store.
But from DashForceNews.com. Hey, Joel.
Hey, how's it going? Thanks for having me.
It's fantastic. It's nice to see you. This is your stomping grounds. You are a Sea Coaster, right, or Free Coaster?
Yep, I live right...
Get real close to that mic. Apologize.
I live right up the way in Dover, which is under 20 minutes away, so it's not that bad.
Right on. So, Dash Force News, you're one of the editors over there.
Chief editor. The guy who writes most of the stuff. But we do have quite an interesting team producing a whole lot of content.
So tell me, what's in the news for Dash these days? Dash being one of the primary competitors to Bitcoin. We talk about Dash on Free Talk Live, and not just because they're a sponsor. I've actually put some of the Shire Free Church funds that were in Bitcoin into Dash, just because, you know, Dash seems like they've got something good going on, and Bitcoin seems to be kind of faltering with all the internal strife and continuous infighting within the Bitcoin community over which direction Bitcoin should go. Does that exist? I mean, obviously there's a government structure or governance structure inside Dash. I mean, is there a lot of infighting in Dash?
Very little. There's just enough to where you don't think you're missing anything, to where you see that humans are humans and there's a little bit of disagreement. Someone did this idea first and someone else jumped on it. But for the most part, it runs like a pretty well-oiled machine because the development team is incentivized to do a good job, and their jobs are at risk if they don't by the
community. They can be fired.
Yes.
That's different.
They can be completely defunded.
Yep.
And that those same funds can be thrown to a new development team, so you don't have to go cobble a bunch of volunteers together. You can just say,
you can hire them.
All right, contract expired for you guys. You guys are terrible. New people. Here we're going to pay you. But
whereas with Bitcoin, there is no paycheck because there's no Bitcoin company or any kind of structure over that, right?
Of course.
So it's very, very different, but yet it was originally based on, Litecoin, which was originally based on Bitcoin?
Yes, it was originally forked from the Litecoin code, but then later, because of problems with that, they reverted to a Bitcoin core base.
Now, developers can develop things for Dash without being part of the core development team, in the same way that, for whatever reason, a gun analogies come to mind. You could buy a Glock, and then you could have, say, a flashlight that you attach to the rail on the Glock that isn't made by Glock, right?
Yes,
I mean, so a development team can develop for Dash and not be part of the core team.
Yes, anyone can write any code for Dash, paid or unpaid, it doesn't matter. And there have been talks about the possible usefulness of having competing development teams, but for the most part, that would be kind of a superfluous. So there are other organizations under the big Dash umbrella. Of course, Dash Force is one of them, of which I am part. But Evan Duffield, the founder of Dash, he actually left the Dash core team, and he started his own group called Dash Labs, which is meant to really do a lot of research into long-term scaling and future-proofing of Dash. For example, a couple of things he's been working on right now have been research into a GPU accelerator so that nodes can end up processing transactions much more efficiently, and to the creation of highly specialized open source hardware to run nodes when you're having to deal with about 4,000 transactions per second as opposed to Bitcoin's current 7.
No, wait, tell me about the 4,000 transactions. Is that what Dash can handle?
What Dash is scaling up to be able to handle.
What can they do now?
I believe it's about 28 per second.
Really?
Okay. Yes, and because of the instant send functionality, that means that you can basically have all those transactions go through right away in the 28 per second. And so in November, I believe, the network is meant to scale up to a two megabyte block size with a 2.5 megabyte block interval.
Oh, and there's not going to be a split over it?
No.
You mean the whole system isn't going to shut down for the next 2.5 years over it?
No, this was the Dash Masternode Network, the investors that run the whole system, got asked about this in January of 2016, and it was a very strong, overwhelming, yes, we should increase the block size. And so now that the network's finally scaling up, now that'll be a capacity of about 56 or so transactions per second, right? So over time, Dash is going to scale up to 5 megabyte blocks and then to 8 megabyte blocks and then beyond and beyond up until you can fit 4,000 per second, which is
that's a lot.
More approaching like a Visa type level.
What about these transactions? What are transaction costs and how are they determined?
So I believe that there's an automatic suggested fee, and I think that's 0.0001 dash right now, which equates to 2-3 cents or so. But in the pending 12.2 upgrade, I believe in the next few weeks or month or so, it's going to be reduce another decimal point, so we'll be back into the sub-cent.
Really?
Yes, we'll be back to the sub-cent.
Wow. Fees that actually go down over time?
Well, yes, you better believe it.
One thing I like about that is that I like crypto to be available to people who are in foreign countries, like third world countries, fourth world countries, these sorts of things. And, you know, I think of 20 cents for a transaction fee. 20 cents isn't much.
Yeah,
I
mean, not even a stick of gum these days.
You decide whether or not you want to bend over and get two dimes off the ground, right? Like, you'd make a decision. Whereas you're not going to make that decision when it comes to a $100 bill. You're just going to pick it up. But 20 cents is much more meaningful to somebody
who works
for
a day's wages.
Yeah, $2 a day or something.
Yeah, funny you should mention that. Just today I got someone sent me some photos of after a church service in Ghana, they got a couple of their other fellow parishioners with Dash wallets and got them set up with Dash. And there's the Dash Caracas team in Venezuela is holding a series of Dash conferences one per month. And the first one, which is going to take place this Tuesday, actually, was the event space was originally scheduled to hold 150 people, and they estimate around 80. And from current estimates, they're going to have over 900 people.
What?
So
wow.
Dash interest is exploding where currency interest is, where interest in the fiat currency is waning, right? And
that makes sense.
Definitely a place where they need something more solid, and also where a lot of people could not afford like several dollar transaction fees.
Yeah, Venezuela is a very interesting place and a terrible place in many ways. We've covered it in quite a bit of detail, considering we don't actually live there. I mean, as much as we can from the positions that we have. But there was a story a little while ago about the Venezuelan government secret police is actually on the hunt for Bitcoin miners. And I suspect if people are mining Dash, they're on the hunt for them too, because in Venezuela, the government subsidizes the power. And so you can basically get power for very, very low or cost, or if not free, in Venezuela. And so the government says, well, if you're going to use our free power, we don't want you using it for this. And they actually send the cops, the secret police, after these folks and charge them criminally
for
it.
Yes, of course. And as far as I know, there aren't that many legal restrictions behind the sale of cryptocurrencies yet. Now, personally, I can't imagine that can last the way it has long term. But I do know that crypto buyer is a exchange operating outside of Venezuela, and they're doing great things.
That's awesome. So what else is happening in the Dash world? What will listeners go tonight if they go to dashforcenews.com when they're hearing this? What are they going to see? What are some of the top stories?
Well, we cover quite a bit of things. Of course, the big thing in everyone's minds over the last pretty much this whole month has been China and all the rocky stuff that's happened in China and how that has sort of had a domino effect that's hit a lot of the different cryptocurrencies.
Yeah, crypto in general got a 20% haircut because some news out of China. But of course, there's been similar news in the past, and turns out we were just kidding.
Well, it'll come back regardless of whether or not China is going to change their mind about something.
Yes.
So I don't think anybody that knows cryptocurrency is worried about this.
Yes. Well, another thing that you might find is I did a video interview with Dmitry Baymuratov in Ukraine, who is integrating Dash into the retail sector in Ukraine. So there's their first flagship restaurant they managed to flip. They have local news segments covering how you can go and pay in Dash.
That's cool.
And then they've already done all the back-end point-of-sale integrations, so now they just have to start doing the work of going from business to business and
pitching them
on that. Yeah, and they've got quite a few in the works. And
that's hold that thought. Joel Valenzuela is with us. He is one of the chief editors over at DashForceNews.com. We're going to continue more Free Talk Live here from Portsmouth, New Hampshire.
From the first letter of Captain Mark. History is full of flowery documents claiming to limit the power of the crown, but these poetic social contracts have been impotent to prevent the predation. Limited government is a lie they use to keep us submissive. The crown cannot be trusted to abide by its founding charters, nor its treaties, nor even its own rules. The essence of the crown is centralized violence, and I've had enough. That's why I raised my black banner. I am no revolutionary. My aim is not to reset the cycle of violence, but to break it. My aim is an evolved society, invisible to the crown. Not a new hierarchy, but decentralized networks with no central figure for the crown to target. If you want your servile life, keep it. But we will not submit to the crown's agenda. And when you are ready to stop being its beast of burden, ready for adventure and opportunity, join us at piratswithoutborders.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. Yeah!
This is Free Talk Live. We're at the Free State Bitcoin Shop for the very first time for me, at least. Daryl tagged along with us here because we're all going to later on tonight, during when we're normally live on the air because we're recording this show. We're going to the premiere of, or re-premiere of Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree, the fifth anniversary presentation, theatrical presentation, which I'm super excited about. It's going to be happening in a theater that accepts Bitcoin, although you don't need to pay to get in. It's going to be gratis, so first come, first serve. And they accept Dash, which is exciting. I might actually try that tonight with buying some concessions because, again, the tickets are free, but you still got to pay for the drinks. And I believe they have alcoholic beverages as well, which libertarians love that. So we'll look forward to seeing you out there. Of course, by the time this airs, the movie's going to be probably half over. If you haven't seen Victimless Crime Spree, you can check it out anytime you want over at victimlesscrimespree.com. And you also want to check out Freedom's Phoenix, another big cryptocurrency-supporting website. Ernie Hancock and the folks over there at Freedom's Phoenix are big, big supporters of Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies. It's also a liberty-oriented news aggregation site. So if you want the newest and freshest stories and perspectives on current events from those who value liberty, then you should go to freedomsphoenix.com because they've got it. Their daily dispatch is the best way to stay up to date on science, technology, historical findings, liberty news, government overspending, and the rise of the police state. It's Freedoms with an S, Phoenix.com. That's freedomsphoenix.com. Ian and Mark in the remote studio of the Free State Bitcoin Shop with Joel Valenzuela, who is joining us, sometime co-host on Free Talk Live, but most of the time you're an activist out in the seacoast, or the free coast of New Hampshire. We were just talking about other countries, and you were just getting into Dash, which is another cryptocurrency that we talk about here on Free Talk Live, exploding in certain places. Tell me a little bit more about that.
Yeah, so
was it Ukraine? Where was it?
Yes, Ukraine. And this is where my knowledge is a little bit fuzzier, but from what I understand, Ukraine's been a traditionally very crypto friendly area. There have been a lot of good projects coming out of there, and right now there are about 5,000 or so kiosks all around the country where you can buy cryptocurrencies like Dash,
like a Bitcoin vending machine, or something.
Okay. Something very similar, and not only that, but...
Did you say 5,000?
Yes, 5,000. That's a lot.
Wow.
So it's basically all over the place. I'm pretty sure it had something to do with a local exchange getting an integration into an existing network of kiosks. And so...
Oh, yeah, wow. I would imagine that's the case. It would have to be for the best, you know. Yeah.
That's amazing. How long has that been going on?
A couple months. The information on that has been a little bit harder to come by, and especially since most of it is in Russian, and I don't yet speak Russian. So.
And which cryptos are they selling?
I believe it's at least Bitcoin, Ethereum, and Dash, possibly Litecoin as well.
Wow.
But I do. My perspective on that is all I care about is Dash. So that's how I came across the news. And it's, I believe it's two different, the same exchange got into two different ATM, or not ATM, but kiosk networks, and both of them together equals about 5,000 around.
Yeah, just spitballing here, I'd say that Ukraine's about the size of Texas. I don't have anything sitting in front of me, but I'm guessing that, and then Texas has probably, fewer than 200 counties, so...
Texas has how many million people, though?
It's going to be larger
than Florida. Had 26 million, right?
Yeah, probably about 30 million, I guess.
I can't hear. Well, I don't know what you're saying there.
Yeah,
Joel.
So I just saw you go into Coin ATM Radar. Yeah. They're not listed on that yet.
Oh, they're not.
They're not
okay.
Technically Bitcoin ATM.
I was actually
going
to look at Texas to see how many they had.
Yes, and although if you do look at Austria right now, and we can kind of segue into Austria, they do have a company called CoinTed, Austrian exchange, does have about 40 to 50 ATMs accessible in the whole country, right? And those do accept Dash as well. So that's already pretty significant for a country of Austria's size. That's pretty much, I know in Vienna, for example, there's like 8 or so.
Looks like Texas doesn't have much more than about 50, 60 Bitcoin vending machines, Bitcoin ATMs. So that's a huge, huge difference. And that's all. It's all eastern Texas too. So there's not a single one over in the western side.
I guess
the
next question is: once you buy your cryptocurrency in Ukraine, where are you going to spend it?
Well, I do know one restaurant, Givi Rubinstein in Kiev, that's been their sort of flagship, the first one that they got where you can pay your bill in Dash, and they've got local news segments covering it and everything, taking a video of, you know, here you can pay in Dash, and that's the first of a few they're working on, a very large cinema and a few other locations.
That's how it started with Bitcoin. You could get yourself a news story by beginning to accept Bitcoin, and you know, why wouldn't you want a news story? And
as a local business, yeah. Sure.
And that's the good thing is in Ukraine they've already done the groundwork. They've already done the back end. They got integrated into the payment processors and all this, and now it's pretty much just, hey, can you turn the switch so you can use it?
Right. That's our challenge here is there isn't a whole lot as far as options for businesses that want to accept cryptocurrencies in, like, physical mom-and-pop retail locations. If it's in a matter of, you know, you've already got a system and you have to flip a switch, that's awesome. We don't have that here.
Yes. It's
not yet.
Especially, this is one of those areas that regrettably / fortunately, right? Bitcoin did such a good job with so much enthusiasm, and especially the folks over at BitPay did such a good job making the best payment processor out there for crypto that unfortunately just takes Bitcoin, that there's not a lot out there for things like Dash. There is a little bit. For example, there's this one system that's available in the EU called CryptoDiggers. And CryptoDiggers, I believe, does a 0.5% fee for conversion from Dash. And it's a pretty smooth, seamless point of sale system that does everything, right? It's very, very competitive. Mm-hmm. But unfortunately, I think they have challenges converting to British pounds right now, and they're not available in the US. Yeah. The US, unfortunately, is a big blind spot in the crypto world because of fiat currency laws.
Yeah. Regulatory.
Yes, much worse in the U.S. than it is other countries. For example, there's a lot of Bitcoin and Dash debit cards you can get all over Europe, and most of those that have ever even made it into the U.S. or surrounding areas, including, you know, Mexico and Canada, a bunch of providers just canceled all their non-European cards.
Really?
Yes.
Who has canceled?
For example, ShakePay. They're based out of Montreal, mm-hmm. and they were never U.S. available, but you'd get an unverified card, Canada or Mexico, for example. Wirex, that's one of the big ones out of the UK. They also canceled. And unfortunately, 10x as well. I don't know if you've heard of 10x, but it's a Ethereum-based token that they use for a card supposedly available around the world where you can have your currency denominated in anything, like Bitcoin, Ethereum, Dash, whatever, and it gets converted to fiat when you conduct the transaction.
At the point of sale. At the point of transaction.
And which
one was that one? 10x?
10x.
Okay.
And they were sponsored by the Dash Network to integrate Dash, and they do currently have Dash on a by request only as they're kind of working out some kinks. But they got an amazing team. I think they raised like $70 million or something like that. And the challenge, of course, is always the regulators, always the banking system. How do you get in with this processor here, that one there, make all those deals? And that's one of those big things that really makes us need to start building a local crypto economy where people take it directly, hold it, and then they spend it for bills elsewhere because the fiat conversion.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We're at the Free State Bitcoin Shop in beautiful downtown Portsmouth, New Hampshire, with some wonderful cryptocurrency friends and associates, people we've never met before, random folks just walking in off the streets, having conversations about Bitcoin. Derek J. and Stephen get to do this all day long to just newbies and also people who already have Bitcoin and cryptocurrency and have never had a chance to spend it before. So we talked with Derek, we talked with Stephen, and one of our friends and co-hosts actually happened to wander in here today, and that is Chris from ThinkPenguin.com. We're going to bring him in, but first, Mark, you've got a special message.
Well, if you're part of the 1% of people who get the 10 servings of fruits and vegetables that you need per day, well, good on you. The rest of us, the other 99%, well, you could benefit by doing this by, I don't know, getting protection against obesity, heart disease, type 2 diabetes, cancer, plus enough antioxidants to neutralize all 5 known types of free radicals. These are worthy goals, and I've been trying for the month of September to reach all 10 servings every day. And I've managed to do it all except for one day at this point. And that's a victory as far as I'm concerned. But I've been doing it by using Fruit and Veggie Total. It's from the makers of Whole Food Multicomplete. And you can do it too. Just please join me on this worthy goal to eat better, lose weight, live longer, feel good, go to simplifymysupplements.com and buy Fruit and Veggie Total. Use coupon code FTL to save 10% on your order, every time, at simplifymysupplements.com. They'll give you a free shaker bottle. This thing's great. Really makes it a lot easier. SimplifyMySupplements.com, coupon code FTL to save 10%.
And you can pay with Bitcoin.
It's true.
Yeah. So perfect for where we are today at the Free State Bitcoin Shop. Hey, Chris.
Hey.
Hey, Chris, for listeners know you from our Friday night edition. This is our Sunday show that we're unusually recording out here in Portsmouth. So we can all go to the 5th anniversary presentation, theatrical screening of Derek Jay's Victimless Crime Spree, which we had Derek Jay on the show earlier, and that's why you guys came out here, not just to see the opening of the Free State Bitcoin Shop.
I was afraid I was gonna miss that and not make it out to see this awesome Bitcoin shop here.
Yeah, isn't it so cool?
I'm just so glad that I was able to make it after all.
I'm so jealous. I think this is such a great outreach tool. I mean, we have in Keene the Route 101 local gifts, which is a great store, and Chris and Colleen in there do an awesome job of talking to people about Bitcoin. But I think it's a little different when the Bitcoin is in the name of the store, and it's on the marquee out front, on the signage out front. People are talking about it. They're interested. It's very exciting. You got to try out the Bitcoin vending machine here behind you.
I did. I ran out of both Dash and Bitcoin actually today. I've been spending it quite a bit, and I haven't refilled my, at least the wallet on my phone, I haven't refilled, so mm-hmm. I took advantage of that opportunity to try it out, and it works. It even took my there were a few of my bills were stamped with a Bitcoin, something says something about Bitcoin on it.
Yeah, Bitcoin.
And I wasn't sure if it would take it, and it did take some of them actually. So
yeah, they can be a little picky with those.
Yeah,
but it did, and it's a slick unit. It's actually the General Bytes brand.
It's gorgeous.
Right now, this is the BATM3 is what the model number is. In Manchester, we have the BATM2, which is a one-way device, meaning that it only sells Bitcoin or other cryptos. So like Dash and Litecoin are in this particular one. But this one is a two-way device, which means that someone who wanted to sell their Bitcoin to the machine and get cash out will be able to do that. Now, they told us that there's still some configuration that they need to do to get that side of it working, but it is successfully selling Bitcoin. You just bought $70 worth.
Absolutely. It was very easy, too. I just held up my phone to the scanner, and it scanned my QR code, and then I inserted the dollars, and it hit the button that said buy now.
And it was that simple, that yeah. fast. How quickly did you see on your phone that it had come through?
I think it was like maybe 20 seconds.
Yeah.
My phone locked, but I heard the little chime, coin jiggling or something that indicates that it was received. So
it's a satisfying thing to be able to do that.
Yeah, yeah. The actual process was pretty quick. I don't think it was more than 15, 20 seconds to do the buy itself either.
I mean, it probably took you a little longer because it was your first time, right? Like you had to read the screen.
Did you
and make
think
sure.
it took me longer?
I would
did
say you had some trouble scanning the QR for a moment. Like you had to play with the camera a little bit. And you
yeah, because I didn't have the full QR code up, so it was. Yeah, you're right. Once I had the fuel,
so I'd say less
QR
than a minute.
Though.
I would say less. Than
yeah,
minute.
If I just
some bills.
If I just hit the big QR code from the beginning, I probably would have done a better.
Yeah, and the bill rejection happened a couple times, so that took a few
extra
seconds.
That's true. Yeah, yeah. It wouldn't have if I had normal
right.
dollar
not
bills that I had
bills.
That were not stamped. Yeah. They were quick and easy. So we were kind of testing the machine out to its limits to see how long we could make it take.
Now, it didn't ask you for any like identifying information or anything, right?
No. I've never had one actually ask.
That's because you've only done it in New Hampshire, I guess.
Yeah. This is true, probably.
A lot of the Bitcoin ATMs, as they call them, are very invasive.
And they even do, even if you're just buying, they ask you for ID.
Yeah, a lot of them. I mean, most of them, as far as what I know, because a lot of the companies believe they've got to jump through all these hoops that, in my opinion, they don't actually have to jump through. Because, basically, the machine's just doing what a human can do, right? Like, if you wanted to buy some Bitcoin from me, you would just give me some cash,
right.
and I'd give you some Bitcoin.
Why
can't I have a machine do the same thing?
I've heard Vermont, there was one Bitcoin vending machine in Vermont.
There was, yeah, in Burlington.
Or ATM, I guess. Was it an ATM?
It was a Bitcoin... A well, it just depends on what the person wants to call it. Most of them call it an ATM.
I know they closed down, though.
They did, under threat from the Banking Commission.
Yep, their revenue... Department of Revenue, I guess, of Vermont.
It was the Banking Commission.
Oh, Banking Commission. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, they came down on them.
They did. That was actually a few years ago. I think that was like maybe 2014, 2013,
somewhere
in that range. Yeah.
I think I only read it more recently.
Well, that's an old story.
Okay, it might be an old story.
It was in a 3D printer store, and which would have been a cool location for a Bitcoin machine. But the thing is, your average business owner isn't a risk taker. I mean, they take risks with their investment, but they don't take risks with the government. You know,
right.
they always want to obey as much as they possibly can. And mm-hmm. So when this letter came in from the banking commission, they just decided, well, we're just going to close it.
Yeah, most business owners are, unless there's a huge reward, I would call it a ratio. There's sure. always going to be risk, and so you kind of want to have maximum reward, minimum risk. And certainly I would do that in my business, and I doubt there's a business owner out there who doesn't, you know, do that unless they're some sort of political activist that's specifically aiming to achieve some particular goal.
Yeah, there's got
to
be something worth fighting for most business owners, and you know, the average government bureaucrat, the answer is no until the answer is yes. Mm. So no. Can you sell Bitcoin here for money?
Nope.
Sorry. Hey, we got this geographic area. There's a line around it. We call it Vermont. And inside there, sorry, it's just too confusing for us. The idea that you might sell Bitcoin to somebody that we don't know, whatever.
Which is kind of funny because you can just go right across the border and buy it in New Hampshire.
Well,
and
you couldn't at that time. You couldn't
really?
At that
okay.
time. Unless the one in Murphy's was around then, but I think that it was kind of off and on, so it wasn't very reliable.
Well, either way, they're kind of pushing. You know what I always find funny about, you know, New York and Massachusetts and Vermont is they're always pushing people out of the state into New Hampshire to buy stuff, whether it's sales taxes or, you know, Bitcoin vending machines or whatever. They seem to like to push their residents or their citizens.
We've had people come all the way from New York to Keene. People have driven from New York to Keene to buy Bitcoin. Absolutely.
Yeah, from my understanding, it happens quite a bit, actually.
I think it must befuddle them. They probably just look at us, look like people that leave and go do that stuff as criminals. It's like, God, why would anyone want to leave our great place where we control everything and make sure that life is good to go someplace where they have those things that we don't want them to have? Who would want to do that? But I'll tell you what, plane tickets to Denver are up over the last 3 years, and it isn't because of the
cannabis.
Right?
It's because of the cannabis.
Right, it's exactly because of the cannabis, because people want to go there to have more freedom in the area of inhaling combusted plant material.
Right. Well, and the interesting thing is about the Vermont thing is I know for a fact they were using the old Skyhook Bitcoin vending machine, which I don't believe there was a way to connect the Skyhook to an exchange, so you had to sell from a hot wallet, if I recall correctly, because I actually used to have one of them.
Okay.
It was the very first machine that I'd ever bought. It's a piece of junk, and they stopped manufacturing, and they completely abandoned, and they have no support anymore. But the thing is, they weren't doing anything technically different than what we're doing in New Hampshire, mm-hmm. but they just never wanted to stand up for themselves. Whereas here, you know, we've made it clear this is how we're doing things. We're just selling from a hot wallet, like any vending machine would sell snacks from an inventory, and then a stockman will come back and replenish the snacks. And similarly, our stockman, in this case me, goes in there and reloads the Bitcoin from time to time. So it is basically just vending. That's all it is. But they never even bother to make an argument to them or anything. They just shut it down.
Ron Paul, Judge Napolitano, Jesse Ventura, Dennis Tucinich, Roger Veer, Colin and Jim Cantrell, Jordan Page, and Tatiana Morose. Top minds in aerospace, cryptocurrency, blockchain technology, fine arts, politics, and finance, all at the Nexus Conference in Aspen, Colorado, September the 21st through the 23rd. Don't let this opportunity pass you by. Get your tickets now at nexus.freetalklive.com. New ideas and new opportunities all to be had on September the 21st through the 23rd. Nexus.freetalklive.com. I've discovered the next big thing on the internet. Simbi.com is a symbiotic economy with its own currency where people trade services virtually and locally. Forget the old economy. This is your economy. Simbi.com is slick to use and is backed by the same people that helped launch Reddit and Airbnb. I'm not kidding when I say this is the next big thing. Trust me. Go get an account at Simbi.com. Take a look around and post your services. Simbi. Simbi.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We are getting ready to wrap up our first ever show from the Free State Bitcoin Shop. I hope we get to do another one sometime, because it's been so much fun.
Yeah, this was cool.
Yeah,
this worked out great.
I know you were saying you normally crank the tunes in here, and I'm sorry that we had to occupy with talk radio for the afternoon, but I'm glad you've enjoyed it.
We're going to rock out afterwards anyway.
It is the grand opening, by the way, of the Free State Bitcoin Shop.
We'll crank it out.
Mark has morphed into James Davis. Hello, James.
Hey, and how's it going, man?
Hey, it's great to have you here. Longtime supporter of Free Talk Live, and you actually live out here on the Free Coast.
Yeah, of course.
But it's your first time here.
I know. Well, yeah, I mean, I moved out to New Hampshire, as I've mentioned many times, as a result of all your advertisement for New Hampshire on the airwaves, and come out, and it's been the best decision ever, and we're just thrilled that Derek and Steven have opened up this really cool spot right in town, and yeah, I'm ashamed to say I haven't stopped by, but I've heard a lot about it.
So. Well, me too. I couldn't make it out here until now, and I'm. It's a great excuse, because later on tonight, we have Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree, the 5th anniversary movie screening, theatrical screening of this thing. Now, James, you moved to New Hampshire...
2014.
So you moved after Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree.
I did watch it before
out.
I came out here, though.
Was it in any way influential on
yeah,
you?
Yeah, it really was. I mean, for me... Because I'd always heard about the activism going on in Keene, you know, but there's one thing to hear a secondhand account of it, and another thing to just witness it in person. Like, of course, the harrowing scene at the park where Derek is shoved in just when he's being totally peaceful and kind-hearted.
Oh, when they pepper spray him?
Oh, yeah, just being pepper sprayed and pushed
around. For having a dance party.
And then tackled off the bike. Like, that was hard for me to watch.
It was a brutal scene.
It was, I won't say it was, like, the reason I moved to New Hampshire, but I was like, man, there are people out there putting their butts on the line, and that's the kind of person I hope to be, so I better get working on moving out there, too, you know?
Yeah, and somebody else earlier today said that it was, I think it was Chris Wade from Think Penguin. He said that was actually a linchpin for him to move here. And it's not he's not the only person who's told us that. So it's always nice, isn't it, Derek, when people, you know, can say your movie inspired them?
It is. It's extremely heartwarming to see. And, of course, it isn't just my activism featured in the movie.
No.
It's all the wonderful activists around New Hampshire who are... have been doing activism for over a decade now and are continuing. Like, you picked up the torch and now you're doing outreach at
sure,
the
we do jury nullification. We also, and I think one of the really interesting things about what my experience has been is the really serious roots that people are laying down in the community that's being formed. You know, we had Jake DeSillis and Hannah Brame. They're two relatively well-known libertarian podcasters.
Yeah.
Yep. Jake came out and was the keynote speaker. Well, Hannah was too, for the Free Coast Festival. And they came out to the farmers market where we go every Thursday in Exeter. And we had, I don't know, 10 or 12 families out there. And they've been permanent travelers for years and years. And they said, we should talk to an immigration lawyer. This might
really?
Just, what he said. You know, he said, someday we'll have to talk about how crazy their story is with thinking about immigrating here as wealthy British white people.
Yeah.
It's
still hard
impossible.
To do. Yeah.
Yeah, but they were like, I think we might be ready for a community after coming and visiting you guys out here. So that was pretty,
that's great.
A great testimonial for the amazing community out here.
Because there's nothing like it. I mean, it's unmatched and it just keeps getting better as more people come here. And Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree, of course, for listeners who don't know, you can go watch it for free online anytime you want over at victimlesscrimespree.com. If you're time challenged and you can't watch a whole 90-minute version, then Derek, you actually cut together a 60-minute film fest version of it once upon a time.
And I recommend people watch that one if they are strapped for time. It's my latest best cut of the movie.
I think the original cut is probably... Actually, I like the director's cut because it upgrades a few of the scenes.
Yeah,
better footage in that. It doesn't do a whole lot to the running time. It maybe extends it just a little bit, but the cut is, I think, slightly better. The music's different between the director's cut and the original theatrical release.
That's right.
So there are some significant differences between them, and it's the director's cut that one can order on the DVD, which I see is on the shelf right now.
Yeah,
here
we've sold a few of them here.
Really?
Yeah.
That's cool. To newbies or to people who've already seen it?
Both. Yeah, there have been people who are like, oh, I got to see that. You know, and they're local. They have no idea. I mean... I tell them it's online for free, of course, but, you know, there's extra bonus features in the DVD.
Seven-plus hours of bonus features, in fact.
They're very limited. There are only so many in the world, right?
They are out of print.
Yeah.
Oh, is that right?
At this point, manufacturer, you know... I mean, I wish it was a bestseller, but it's not. And, it was only selling like one or two a month maximum.
Sure.
And so they just said, this isn't worth us carrying anymore.
Well, you know, I think it's important. Sometimes I think people get a little jaded when it comes to scaling, spreading information. Yeah. And people really underestimate the importance of reaching a single individual, you know. And
sure.
It's really hard to put a price on changing a single person's life. You know, I was reflecting on this with my wife the other day, just in terms of Free Talk Live, because you guys have had a really long runway. But just the singular impact it's had on our life, you know, and the learning about Derek and Victimless Crime Spree and all the different things that have gone on. It's like, how do you put a measurement on the single impact of changing a single person's life? You know, it's really hard to do.
And that's the thing. You never know who you're going to touch. When you
right.
put something out there, especially media, like mass media, like we're creating, we don't know who all of our listeners are. We're grateful for you. If you're listening, thank you. But we don't know who all of you are, and we don't know where you're at in your life when you're coming across these messages. So maybe for some people, Victimless Crime Spree is the perfect movie at the perfect time. And for others, they're like, what was that? You know, they don't know. They're not ready for it.
Yeah. You know, or it can plant a seed, you know. The other thing
right.
is it might soften people up to the ideas of, say, cannabis decriminalization, which finally passed in New Hampshire. You
finally.
Know,
like, it was yesterday that
that's
went
right.
into effect.
Finally got signed, exactly. And so
partial
you just don't know. Like, the movements take a really long time, and each individual step is significant. And I'm so grateful. Whether it's out of print or a bestseller or what, I'm grateful that you guys did it. So thanks.
Well, there's still a couple. There's like 100 left. So there are still ways to get the DVD. If you go to dvd.victimlesscrimespree.com, you can actually order them for Bitcoin now via purse online, or you can walk,
hey, cool.
Yeah, or you can walk into the Free State Bitcoin shop and get one off the shelf.
Well, one of the things I like is that I think it's still, with the test of time, still reads well. Like,
5 years.
And it's enjoyable for hardcore anarchists or even like light libertarians, you know, anyone along whatever spectrum, even if you've never heard the word libertarian,
right.
I think can get a lot of enjoyment out of the movie.
It'll be interesting to see who shows up tonight, because Derek J has been promoting this in downtown Portsmouth with posters that he's been putting up at different places. Where have you been putting those up?
On telephone poles and in a couple of shops, you know, the theater where it's going to be showing, putting it in the windows. And we have some posters out in the front, like a take one sort of thing out in the front door.
I think that's awesome.
And by the way, one really cool thing about the Bitcoin shop, too, that I noticed just standing outside listening to you guys do the show was there were just two different people, two out of two, walked by and said, "Hey, Bitcoin. What's that, Bitcoin? Oh, yeah, Bitcoin." And they just it's like this little contagious word that rattles around in their brain. It's so funny.
And they'll carry it with them to lunch. They'll go have a conversation, and then they'll say, "Hey, Bob, about that Bitcoin shop," or, "Oh, yeah, I know someone who bought that years ago," or
so funny,
maybe we
right?
should get that, or, you know, I know someone at work who's investing in that.
Yeah, right. Like you said, planning the seed.
Well, it just looks serious, right? Like, it's one thing I get a flyer at an event somewhere. It's a different thing to see a storefront. Items inside and smiling, handsome young men willing to talk to you about it. It's a really cool thing for the credibility of crypto in Portsmouth. So
I think
really
so. Neat. I think it's awesome. So coming up tonight, by the time you're hearing this on the radio, we'll be actually done with the 5-year anniversary screening of Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree. But I'm really excited because also, I mentioned earlier, I actually finally broke down and bought some ads on Facebook to promote the theater screening tonight, just because I wanted to reach people outside of the sort of the in crowd, right? Like, we know people like you, James, are going to show up, and we appreciate it. But it's always interesting to expose new people to this movie, and to do it in a theatrical environment is a really unique thing, and it's free tickets too.
Yeah, well, when I went to college, any movie that was for free, I would just go watch.
You go. All right, good. I'm hoping we're going to encounter some total noobs tonight who don't know what they're getting into. They've maybe seen the trailer, and like a few hundred people actually watched the trailer because of the Facebook ad, because I could embed the trailer there. And I hate to admit it, as much as I despise Facebook, some of the local businesses in Keene have told me it works to get people through the door. So, like, I don't believe in Facebook advertising for pages or websites. I don't think it's that effective personally because I've tried it. But for getting real-life people to go to a real-life thing, it actually works. So I threw like $40 at Facebook ads, and we'll see how it goes.
I think the subject matter is also gripping and timely right now with all the people who are involved in political activism. They're upset with what's going on federally, and they're doing protests. There's like Antifa people, and so when they see someone getting arrested for civil disobedience, trying to make a political statement, they're like, "Okay, tell me about that. What's going on there?"
Didn't you describe the movie like your more recent description, the you of now of 2017? Didn't you look back on it and describe it as like a coming of age or something?
Yeah,
like that? Tell me more about how your view on it has changed.
It's a young man's journey to adulthood.
Weren't you in your mid 20s when you moved? How old were you when you moved?
Yeah, I was 21.
Yeah,
so.
God, you were that young when you moved to New Hampshire?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, and it obviously had a huge impact on my development and the way I view the world.
Yeah.
But I was surrounded by people who believe in self-ownership, and that's just not common for most people. That wasn't my experience up until now. And here, I'm in, like, libertarian Disneyland every day. I'm constantly interacting with all ranges of people, anarchists, libertarians, and even regular people in the Portsmouth and New Hampshire area are very liberty-minded.
It's true.
They love independence. They love privacy.
You actually wrote a cool article about that recently over at freekeen.com, and we are out of time. So, hey, guys, thanks for coming on Free Talk Live.
Yeah.
My pleasure.
Check out Derek J over at...
Have you wanted to get into Bitcoin mining but don't want to deal with the hassle and frustration of operating the mining hardware? Let pool.bitcoin.com handle it for you like I did. Just visit pool.bitcoin.com and use their calculator to estimate what you could end up making. You get to decide which Bitcoin you want to mine. If you already have mining equipment, you're invited to join pool.bitcoin.com. Get all the details and get started mining Bitcoin at pool.bitcoin.com.
Dash is digital cash, a digital currency designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime, for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is the first digital money that's governed by its users. Join Dash at Dash.org and help build a better financial system for everyone. Find out more at Dash.org.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.